Welcome into halftime of tonight's football game between Eagle Grove and Ogden here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports director Quinn Douglas is back for our first edition of the Seniors Saluting Seniors, sponsored by Windsor Manor of Webster City. And our guest this week on the line is Eagle Grove senior Gavin Peterson joining us. Gavin, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Absolutely.
So obviously right now you are in your senior year at Eagle Grove. Just as of right now, throughout your 4 years, what are those activities and other things that you've done in your time in Eagle Grove throughout your going on 4 years?
I have done basketball, participated in baseball, football and track, weightlifting, FCA, and then youth group.
Gotcha. So keeping yourself very busy during the school year. But when you do have those rare moments of downtime, what are some things that you like to do in your spare time when you're at home?
Oh, I love to just chill out, go fishing, hang out with friends, hang out with the girlfriend, just all that stuff.
Gotcha. And from there, obviously, you know, with as much as you're involved in, I'm sure you've got a lot of memorable moments that you can think of throughout your high school career. As it stands right now, just throughout your high school career, what's maybe the most memorable moment? It could be athletic. It could be something in the classroom, something with friends, so on and so forth. But what's maybe your most memorable moment or moments you've had in your high school career so far?
I would say when I had my first touchdown against Lake Mills my junior year, and then to go along with that game, I also had my first interception.
All right, those are two good ones there. And kind of adding on to that, obviously, achievements is a big one as well. And again, this could be athletic, this could be academic, this could be, you know, maybe outside of both of those. But if you had to pick one or two achievements that you're most proud of that you've been able to accomplish so far in your career, what are those accomplishments, those achievements you're most proud of?
Biggest achievement I would say is convincing my mom to let me play football in the first point, because it has become a sport that I have very much enjoyed throughout these 4 years.
Well, there you go.
And hopefully maybe play college football one day.
Well, there you go. It's awesome to finally get mom's approval on that. No question about that. But obviously, like you said, you're very involved in athletics. Obviously, involved in the classroom, involved with friends. And first and foremost, as somebody in school in an academic setting, how would your peers describe you, Gavin Peterson, as somebody in the classroom?
I would say responsible, intelligent, and trustworthy.
And conversely, when you're on the field, when you're on the court, when you're in the throwing sector, wherever it may be, how would they describe you as somebody as a competitor?
I would say, I would say very dedicated. I would say very compassionate and I lost my third one.
Well, if you think of it, we can come back to it. So,
okay.
You've played with a lot of athletes. You've been around a lot of kids in your time in high school. You know, if you could take a lesson that you've learned throughout your time in high school, apply it to your younger self or somebody that's coming in to be a freshman, what would that lesson be for you?
I would say hard work pays off. Just because when I was young, in seventh grade, I couldn't even do a push-up. And then I started weightlifting, and now I hold one of the records for Eagle Grove High School as of right now. I just think that if you put your mind to it and you work really hard, then you can really achieve anything you want to.
And I always like to say this question we have for last, but obviously everybody in high school has role models, whether that's obviously parents are a big part of it, could be coaches, could be a teacher, could be somebody who was a couple years older than you that kind of showed you the ropes as a youngster. But just if you had to narrow it down to maybe one or two people that really stand out as a role model to you, who would those one or two people be?
I would say, for my first one, I would say Jim Allish. He is my football coach. He has always been there for me. He's always pushed me to my limits. He's always wanted what's best for me and wants me to see me succeed in all things that I do. And then for my second one, I would say my dad. With him coaching me since I was really young, just attending his practices, he has pushed me to become a leader, and has pushed me to just have good sportsmanship, had me to just be the person I am today. And I just give a lot of that to him because he has taught me a lot of valuable things in my life.
And before we go, Gavin, as of right now, do you have any future plans past when you graduate Eagle Grove this coming spring?
Yes, I would like to go study exercise physiology and then go into chiropractic.
All right. Sounds good. Gavin, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. And good luck the rest of your senior football season. And good luck the rest of your senior year.
Thank you so much.
That was Gavin Peterson of Eagle Grove High School on our Senior Saluting Seniors interview, sponsored by Windsor Manor of Webster City. We're back with halftime next here on 95.7 KQWC.